Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Horrible Podcast. I'm Brian.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Drew.
And tonight's episode, this episode, Aftershock 2012.
I think it was actually technically released in 2013, but to very small audiences.
And what's odd is that that liqueur isn't even popular anymore, and yet they're making a documentary about it.
Is that the joke you've been waiting to
yes.
say?
That was really, really bad.
Yeah,
whoa! I expected more.
Hey, Tyler, how much other stuff are you going to bang around over there?
All the things?
I didn't see your mom here.
I thought you would be banging my
mom around.
Well,
that was a joke, is that?
Was it?
I wasn't banging.
Explain it more.
You were banging things instead of me, so that's why I asked if your mom was here, because if she was here, I would have been banging things around.
Directed by Nicholas Lopez.
Yes, it was.
I thought it was directed by Eli Roth.
No, actually...
I didn't think that. I was just referencing a joke we made earlier.
No, but we will be checking out some Green Inferno when we get a chance.
Yeah. You guys didn't get that? I got that the other day.
No.
You aren't on the mailer list? Huh. They must just
the Norman
give it to
mailer
the,
list?
They must just send it to the talent of each podcast.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's it.
I'm glad we have some
it's
of that
there.
Here. I've been wondering for 45 episodes where it's been. This point, 80?
By the way, right here.
I know. That's the joke.
I'm talking about me.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
I like how in this, 2012's Aftershock, Eli Roth, the normal guy in the movie.
Is he?
Kind of.
Yeah, well, he's the American, either way.
That's what I meant by normal. Regular.
He's not a Spanish Zach Galifianakis, is what you're saying?
I was like, look.
Or Brian.
I have right here. The fat bearded guy is me. I shall wait for the jokes.
You know what's funny?
I think it'd be a great haircut for you, though.
You mean the Brachiosaurus forehead?
Yeah.
What it looks like. He has a big old He got five head.
I actually thought about that, too. I was like, who would be who? I think Drew... I guess in this, the way this is set up, I'm so self-centered. Drew would be the Eli Roth, but would
really?
He? Or, and
I
would
think
be.
I might be the other guy.
Would you be the guy
Eli
pining
Roth.
For people?
You would be the guy just accepting that his wife / girlfriend's getting nailed by some other guy.
Like, that sounds more like me, right?
But I don't know. No. The thing is, I think that's where actually a little bit of an issue with it comes up is there's. A lack of consistency to the characters a little bit, I think.
You think?
I mean, because it's like at one point early on, it's like, oh, Eli Roth's going to be playing a douchebag. Oh, no, he's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, he's funny. Oh, wait, he's a douchebag. Oh, wait, he's a dad.
Oh, wait, he's dead.
It's like, yeah, oh, wait, yeah. He's dead. Yeah.
I think that the theme of this movie is inconsistency. Like, at one point, I literally said out loud, what the fuck is this movie? Like, what is it?
I was like, after 30 minutes, like, are we just watching a rave, basically?
I kind of just liked that movie. I would rather watch that than what it became.
I kept thinking, after about 20 minutes, I was like, did I get the wrong movie?
Is it Eli Roth in two Aftershock movies?
I kept wanting to not like it, and then I just kept liking it.
The whole way through?
I'm saying early on when I was watching the early stuff.
Right,
no,
me
we'll,
too.
We'll
yeah,
get
yeah,
to
yeah.
where it goes there and how
oh my
and
God.
Some of the issues that come in there. But no, early on I was like, oh, these guys are douchebags. Oh, I'm going to hate this. Oh, this is pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm kind of liking this.
Yeah, I liked Pollo. I thought he was cool. And Gringo.
Yeah.
What was the other guy's name? I can't
Ariel.
Remember. Ariel. Right.
I mean, I thought the jokes were kind of sound with some of the characters.
Yeah.
Some of the things. God, I wish I could remember it. I don't think I look at my notes. Now, I didn't write it down, but there's one super lame joke that I laughed out loud at and thought was really funny. I mean,
was it an Eli Roth joke?
Yeah, it was one of his.
I have one of his is that Jews aren't meant for tragedy. We don't handle it well.
No, that wasn't
was
the
like,
one.
Whoa.
After 17 minutes, 17 minutes was our first Jew joke, and then it was like the dam had burst, and then it's like Jew reference.
I'm
reference.
Fat, but I act thin.
Yeah.
I liked that one. I was like, "That's I'm going to do that from now on."
Yeah, that's the bravado thing that works for that dude. That's why he's able to get all the chicks and be popular.
That's right.
Because he has Brian Bravado. Brian Votto.
It's like I almost thought early on, I was like, oh, man, it's Eli Roth characters again. And so they're all going to be unlikable.
Yeah.
And I'm going to want them all to die. And then all of a sudden, and like this is in the first scene, that's how they seemed. And then all of a sudden, I was like, I like hanging out with these guys. Like Eli Roth could learn a lesson or two about maybe making more of his characters like these guys, because the guys in Hostel all needed to die.
Well, and two,
except maybe the guy who did die, who should have been the protagonist, who wasn't the protagonist.
The very first party they were at, they definitely came off as kind of douchey. When they made it to Chile, it was like they became okay guys. Like when they were at that party, like, oh, okay, these guys are all right. And Valparaiso, is that the name
Valparaiso,
of the city?
Valparaiso, yeah.
Which, in Battlefield Bad Company 2, that's a war zone. I kept thinking to myself, like, I fought wars in the streets of Valparaiso, so...
And that's a Sting song, too. I fought wars in the streets of Valparaiso.
Is it?
I just made it up.
That sounds like...
It was totally convincing.
I would totally buy that as like a post-police... Sting,
oh, yeah, it's like,
Sting
like,
operation.
I could like totally hear it as a little a jaunty jazz kind of tune, like ding, ding, yeah. Like Gentleman in New York, that kind of sound.
Yeah.
If Sting had any like sense of humor about himself, he would call one of his albums Operation, so that it would be a Sting operation. I would love it.
Album The Sting.
The Sting?
Yeah.
With a picture of him in a 1930s
or
get-up
just
in the front.
Sting, no, not the wrestler.
If he was that self-aware to do that, I would love it. It would make his song seem
or
so
like 10 Sumner's Tales, because his last name is Sumner.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
The Sumner's Tales.
He did make that album.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that happened.
10 Sumner's Tales.
That was probably that's his best solo album. It's really good.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the one with Russians and Set Them Free and...
Free.
What's that? So Dream of the Blue Turtles or something like that? Right. That was the
solo album. Yeah, but I like 10 Summer Sales better.
I'll agree with you. Fields of
Soul
Gold.
Soul Cages, maybe?
Oh, my God. Maybe it was Soul Cages. Fields of Gold, that came out my senior year of high school, and it made me cry every time I thought about
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ, why are we talking about Sting?
You remember me when the west wind
that's
moves.
That's a good song, though.
This movie is based on the actual earthquake in Chile in 2008.
Not a Sting album.
Yeah. Which Lopez was around for,
I did not know that.
Well, it said his experiences in what I read.
I read that, too. Yeah.
I wonder, all of the subterranean stuff in the movie is where I want to go eventually, because that's, can we call this a tried and true disaster movie?
Well, that's kind of its angle first, and then it's more like some sort of
hybrid
exploitation kind of, right. Which I guess disaster movies are exploitation movies, ultimately.
Well, I kind of get that. Like the film, the music in the film kept switching from like a rave style music to all of a sudden
because they
like,
were at a rave.
Well, it was like disaster style, like 70s disaster epic movies that. Dun, 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 dun. You know, I kept thinking of the
that
tower.
Sounds like Doom.
This movie could really benefit from a goblin score.
Yes, but it may have been wasted on this movie.
Goblin's been wasted on a few movies. I mean, let's not act like that hasn't happened.
Yeah, it's taste is not all. Taste in the movie is not always what Goblin goes for.
Maybe
paycheck.
Can we do a Goblin cover band called Cock Goblin?
No.
Audience at home, I don't know if you can hear me shaking my head, but that's I'm going to wear a louder jacket so when I shake, you can hear it.
This
is me shaking my head.
The movie really set me up to dislike the characters and the way it was set up when. They had the first party, and they show Eli Roth pretty much passed out.
Right.
And then we go to the next day at the vineyard.
I actually really like that scene.
And he's all ready to go, and the other two guys are, and he's like, oh, of course, we're setting Eli Roth. He's and it's setting him up to be this guy. And
the super
like,
energetic American guy.
But the guy who, he can handle his liquor, and look at these guys and can't and all. And then that's not where the character went. But that's where it looked like early on. We had nothing else to go by. And then I liked him.
Did Poyo just happen to have pictures of him and the Wu-Tang Clan?
I guess it's setting up that he's really rich. I thought that it's a weird Photoshop job, so I thought that he had, because later he uses an app that does something like...
I think he did that. I think he just made it for right then.
See, I don't know. Like, I think it was, because it's setting up that he's actually rich. Because
I guess it was
dad.
I don't think that was there.
A lady with a Wu-Tang Clan tramp stamp...
Would stay away.
Steer clear.
Yeah, that...
I would go in. I like Wu-Tang Clan. I know you don't. Oh, excuse me.
Oh,
let's spend more time talking about
music.
Let's talk about Sting. He's way more related to this movie than Wu-Tang.
I can't believe I didn't get why. And let's just jump ahead just a little bit.
That's okay.
When we get to the party at Valparaiso and we see the vineyard lady again, and she's a bitch.
Okay, I think they just brought her back to die because she gets a pretty glory. Okay,
but
it
why
seems
they make
like
her a bitch, so then they could kill her and we wouldn't feel
right.
Bad.
Yeah, I think that they just brought her back and then made her kind of an asshole, so it would feel it's kind of cheap because they kind of wanted us to feel like, oh, when she dies, it doesn't feel that bad for us.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you guys something that I've had a different experience watching this movie than anyone else because our Netflix version that we had decided that we didn't need subtitles
really
for any of the scenes that were in Spanish. And I mean, I could have gone back and cut on closed captioning to get them, but I didn't want it to tell me every time that someone
coughed,
know,
door slams,
know, was singing,
arm is ripped off,
some of that.
Rape noises.
So I had a So I had a really cool experience with it to some degree, which I really liked because I felt like I was kind of in. I was kind of watching it like Gringo being there, as I knew nothing that was going on during the Spanish sequences, the scenes that were in Espanol.
So you didn't get the scene in the beginning where they're walking behind him and they're like, oh, I fucking hate this guy.
Mm-mm.
He's like,
no,
oh,
I
he's
don't
your
have
friend.
Any of that. I
yeah,
have
so
any
that's
of this
what,
stuff. Yeah.
Okay, when he walks ahead of the beginning, yeah. That's what they're saying is like, yeah. Oh, he's your friend. He's like, he's not my friend.
Yeah,
like
no.
That's kind of what they're saying.
Yeah.
And actually, I agree with you. A lot of people online who wrote reviews for the movie said that they hated the characters. And I totally didn't. I didn't think they were entirely as Eli Roth has a penchant for
buggery.
Like, well, yeah, but he has a penchant for douchebags who deserve to die.
Yeah,
like, just
I didn't think these guys were those guys.
Yeah, it's kind of the Far Cry 3 plot. Like I just started playing Far Cry 3 a year too late, so I was really into the beginning of the movie. I was like, this reminds me of that opening sequence in Far Cry 3.
Oh, right,
Valparaiso
yeah.
Really, some of the shots of that really made me think of Dead Island.
Yeah, so totally. Absolutely.
The first one, not Riptide.
Especially after all of the stuff goes down, it kind of reminds, like if it had been set during daytime, right. it would have felt a
well,
lot
that's
like
the
Dead
time
Island.
When I saw it was when they were showing it during the daytime and you didn't see anyone out in the streets and all. I was like, man, this looks like the island when I got away from the hotel.
That game's really underrated. A lot of people won't talk about
too.
It. I think it's a good game.
Yeah.
It, and playing Far Cry 3, I felt the same way. The driving is very reminiscent of Far Cry.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Did you not play it?
Oh, Brian's
bored. I haven't played
God, you look bored.
Dead
You're either bored or drunk.
No, I'm
it?
Just listening
head
to you
head on
talk.
The table.
Guys, I'm listening to you talk.
I like it. You had your chin on your hand. So nice.
I was just listening to you talk about Dead Island. I've never played Dead Island.
It's good. You should play it. It's
fun.
I
watched Drew play it briefly one time, and it bored the shit out of me. I was like, I don't
know. It's
this.
Fun to play,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, because watching someone is a great way to judge.
Rubric, a metric.
Yeah, I really did. Early on, I had he's going to be such a douche, talking about Eli Roth's character, and then wasn't, and they weren't, and then Selena Gomez showed up.
Okay, yeah, okay, I was going to bring that up,
what
too.
The fuck?
Was she I guess she was I mean, she was at least a Disney celebrity at that point.
She looks vaguely Hispanic
also,
enough to be in this.
But she was an American who's supposed to be there, too.
Is she?
She's
but is
billed
she,
as
is
VIP girl.
Okay, yeah. So she's not Selena Gomez. She is a character. She's playing a character.
Right.
I mean, I guess she could be Selena Gomez. We just don't know.
Not to mention that, will she always look 12?
I think
maybe.
So. That is her curse.
I mean, she is just,
she doesn't look hot.
Super, no, she looks oddly like childlike, and it's I don't know whether or not. I was like, am I supposed to be attracted to her? Cause is she 12? I know there have been jokes in the past about, you know, me and the...
pedophilia?
Right, but, you know, truth be told, it's not attractive.
You like to walk?
Yes, I have a love of walking.
I agree.
My gut would tell you that, right?
fat jokes. Brian...
Walking to the beer
I mean,
store.
I totally agree. walking to a buffet?
Right.
I totally agree with you, though. It's, I mean, she's young-looking, and I think a lot of those Disney stars, because I don't find any of those... I mean, we're older, and I kind of am glad that nothing happened with Eli Roth, because it looked vaguely creepy when he hit on her. Like, she didn't look of age.
What was the movie? She had a movie come out this summer with Ethan
Hawke,
right?
What was that called? The one where he's driving?
Trying to...
Getaway.
Was that what it's called? That's the most generic movie title.
Well, it's also been used for an original
like
and
different
a remake.
And a video game. Remember they made a video game series
right.
called The Getaway. It's not,
it's
not
based
on the
Getaway video game series?
It's not based on Getaway.
No.
It
well,
can't be.
Every time I saw the preview, I was like, is he going to have a romantic like interest in Selena Gomez?
Because he has a wife.
Well, are you right?
That was the whole
but
point
it's like,
of
does
it.
He kidnap a 11-year-old?
No.
That's what she looks like. I think she, I think she's just destined to look young.
I haven't seen Spring Breakers.
Same
so.
Thing.
Yeah. But she's
same
the good girl
there.
In that, too.
Oh, is
though.
She?
Yeah.
Okay.
Comparatively.
Vanessa Hudgens is the bad girl.
And well, she looks weird with blonde hair and
now
black
I have to go
eyebrows.
Watch this.
Vanessa Hudgens?
Yeah. Like, really weird.
No, you need to watch that for James Franco.
Yeah, no, I know. I do.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I just haven't had a chance to.
Yeah, that.
Because him as Riff, like, him as Riff Raff is amazing. Like, him doing Riff Raff is great.
The Riff Raff from Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Nope.
Oh.
Riff Raff from the white rapper who is Riff Raff.
Okay.
And that's who he's acting like, but he's alien in the movie. It's his name.
Oh, I thought that was the twist, is he was an alien. I was like, holy
shit.
He's
from another planet, yeah.
I've missed the complete plot of Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers actually is great because it kind of feels like an homage to the 80s, and it's like big bright neon
right.
fucking non like no depth to it at all on purpose.
Okay.
I don't think it's a great movie, but I enjoyed watching it.
Need to watch it. It needs to be watched as a double feature with The Bling Ring.
And
there's
I think
a lot of similarity between those two.
I think
the movies themselves, but what they're kind of about.
And I think the first 30 minutes of this movie can fit into that as well.
Okay.
I mean, it kind of like this feels like Eli Roth. I mean, had I watched it and not know if Eli Roth hadn't
you
been
didn't
in
watch it,
it? Had I watched it and not known Eli Roth was in it or co-wrote it, I would still say like, "Oh, this is totally an Eli Roth
right.
movie."
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, no, it does.
Yeah. Well, and he does get. I mean, because once the earthquake happens, they start being super mean to the characters that are
mm-hmm.
like every death that happens has the most horrible thing you could probably think of to these people before their last thing that happens is they die. Like
yeah.
You know, oh, let's
being
rape
set on
her.
Fire and
yeah.
rape.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think it was ever mean enough.
I like, oh, God, you had to watch this girl get raped, and now I'm going to set you on fire.
Except for Poyo. Like, Poyo gets out fairly easily because
right.
he just gets shot.
Or the pregnant lady.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I don't know what the
because they
she
thought
was
he
saying.
Would be a rapist.
Yeah, right. but they hide
she
Poyo,
saying,
and then the wandering prisoners
find him
and beat him, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So yeah, he experienced being shot. And then killed by the wandering pack of prisoners.
I keep thinking you're going to say the wandering Jew, because we've been talking about Judaism.
I'm not talking about a plant.
There's, no, it's, I get what you're saying early on. I mean, I thought that some other characters, the guy who ran the tram car, I guess, that went up thing, was a very Eli Roth character, kind of like Cabin Fever with the guy who ran the, you know, who ran the general store. He was so odd with the food and kept talking.
I did enjoy that, like he wasn't going to talk to him until he was done eating the.
And that was, I thought that was an Eli Rothian character.
As soon as they showed that rickety thing going up the hill,
that thing's
like, oh,
going down.
That's going down. Someone's going to die in that.
But I think they did a good job of teasing that the earthquake there, because you think it's going to start while they're on.
Right.
I mean, I think the movie did a great job insofar as it set up the characters for a long time before the earthquake happens, because even
it didn't get boring while doing it, honestly.
Right, yeah. And even though it has a lot of earthquake stuff, it still did all of the earthquake stuff it needed to do. I mean, maybe not a lot of earthquake stuff, but it did not go like, oh, we're gonna have 10 minutes of characterization and then a whole bunch of shaking going on. So. I think that I totally commend the movie for that and my Jerry Lee reference. A whole lot of shaking going on. That's Aftershock 2.
Yes.
That's the sequel.
Awesome.
The straight to DVD sequel. A whole lot of shaking going on.
Also,
I think the joke there would always be Aftershock 2 Electric Boogaloo. That just has to be.
Or.
I like my really
old
references.
A whole lot of shaking going on. My Life with Parkinson's, Michael J. Fox. That's been a while since I've made a Michael J. Fox joke.
I don't know why you have such a hard on for him.
I like Michael J. Fox.
Why do you?
I don't know anyone else who has Parkinson's.
So if you did, you'd make fun
Sarah
of
Sarah Jessica Parkinson's.
Well,
I guess.
I don't understand. Like, you don't know anyone else who has it, so
so I can't make fun of anybody else.
Or you can make fun of him because you don't know anyone else who has it.
Yes.
All right, and the one flaw I think early on is I think the sisters stuff gets a little too. Like, there's too much of it, and I didn't get, like, why.
It's not explained enough.
And
why
I don't
do
understand the relationships
other?
That much. Well, I think it's just, it's supposed to be sibling rivalry, and they use a really weird reason for why one of them is Hungarian and why one of them is American. Like, they have different, like, oh, we have the same dad, but different moms. And they don't look like sisters, they don't feel like sisters, and we don't really get any characterization between them except that they hate each other.
Well, I mean, that was the other thing, though, is, like, we never got the backstory. Like, so. The younger sister is 21.
That is
or isn't.
Is that no? That's not Monica. That's Kylie. Kylie is the American one.
Poyo's girl.
Yeah.
I mean, was she 21 or not?
It says she was 20.
And even at that point, is that the legal age there? Because I
probably.
Doubt that.
But I think she just. I think the older sister was just afraid she was going to get fucked up and make a bad decision, like get pregnant and have to have an abortion.
Right.
Ooh.
Or
I just said it all in one sentence.
Get pregnant and have to bury their baby in the
right.
Tunnels.
Yeah, I just. I mean,
what does it say? Oh, you didn't see that joke either. No, no, no. They didn't say it in Spanish.
No,
it's
I
just,
that, yeah.
Okay. What does it say there? Beware dead babies.
Yeah.
Remember us, for we too have loved and laughed.
I just didn't get. I didn't get why she was so worried about. I mean, in that situation, as an older sibling, I mean, that's going to. I mean, she's got. Well, that's the thing with. I was wanting to know whether she was old enough or not, because I think it's dumb if she is old enough to drink for the older sister or not, to be like, you can't drink at all. Like,
also,
I felt
in Chile,
like they're setting something
at a party.
Well, yeah, at
Quit
some
being
rave.
A square.
Jesus. I thought they were setting something else up, which they never explained. Like, she had some issue already with alcohol or with something like that, and they never set it up.
Well, I think they
know.
Set up that she's a raging fuck up.
Oh, yeah, we got that.
She's totally a raging fuck up.
Maybe she had Zach Wilde's thing where the doctor tells her, like, if you drink anymore, you are going to die.
You can't drink.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to die. The next out drink you have could be your last.
And so what did he do?
He stopped drinking. There you go. And playing guitar, apparently.
Oh, yeah, I guess he had.
He quit the band. I guess, like, those two things, alcohol and rocking, are so intertwined.
I couldn't rock without alcohol.
It's like he has a blood clot full of alcohol. And then
rock-a-hole?
Yeah, like one more drink is going to it's gonna go right into his brain.
Rock-a-hole. I think he just...
Rock-a-hole.
That's got to be the name of an album.
Or a band. Rock-a-hole? Like a total, like a punk rockabilly band?
And the whole shtick is they start off with just drinking beer through the whole night and they get drunker and drunker. Oh, wait, that's every band.
That is every band. Especially every punkabilly band. They're just out there to fucking drink and be loud.
Hey, but guys, I mean, let's face it. There were lots of pretty ladies in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one tracking shot that follows,
that follows a butt.
I felt almost bad about just looking at the screen because it just seemed to languish on her for so long following her. And Eli, her being interested in Eli Roth is like the most improbable thing that happened in this movie.
My wife walks in. She's like, what are you watching? I'm like, nothing.
Nothing. You covered your crotch. You're like, nothing.
I'm doing nothing.
I'm doing nothing wrong. Nicole, nothing.
It's a movie on Netflix.
Okay. Lay off me. This is the one night.
Or on me, whatever.
Did he need...
You know she's not going to do that.
Did he need to have a daughter?
No.
Did it play any real purpose?
Well, that one... She does make the connection with that one girl who says, see my son.
Right.
And it is mentioned...
Which didn't really lead to anything.
Well, actually, at the end it kind of does, because the Hungarian woman, as he's dying... She shows him the picture to sort of say, like, there are, you know, to give him some sort of comfort. Like, it's meant to be a character note. It doesn't go anywhere, but it has a purpose. Yeah. Like, it does a thing. It's just not very well done.
It's just, it's just still not important. It doesn't even need to happen there is the thing. It just doesn't serve as anything, but he does have a kid. Okay.
Well,
that's fine.
I also think that it's because no one would buy that she would be interested in Eli Roth unless they have this... What similarities are Eli Roth and this, like, 20-year-old model going to have? Really? None.
She's not a model. Why do you think I don't make a lot of money? And she has her scene when she calls him out.
Yeah, she says, I made
$150,000
less.
How much did you make?
Yeah.
I am also very excited that as soon as the earthquake happened, what I imagine would happen in the situation did happen. The rapture.
Right, because it was criminals. You realize those are escaped prisoners.
It's like
they weren't just people who decided I'm going to go rape someone.
Well, you know, it's a different kind of movie in that it doesn't show the heroism of people. It shows
depravity.
What people are going to do.
It also shows what would really happen if people got out of Arkham Asylum. That's the first thing that would happen.
It wouldn't be a lot of criminals standing around waiting on Batman to catch them.
No, right. They wouldn't be like,
what was that?
Their first thing wouldn't be to track down Batman. It would be like, first, I got to take care of this raging hard-on.
We got to stop him before he gets in.
Yeah, or to steal a lot of old ladies' purses before Batman drops from the sky. I mean, that's pretty much it.
I'm going to do muggings. No,
that's
not what's...
I think
that's
ripping pearls off people.
I'm hearing is correct is that all the next Batman game needs to be about the criminals raping people and Batman stopping them.
Oh, you haven't played Arkham Origins then?
No. Arkham Horrigans.
No.
No, that doesn't
work. Nope. Again. Nope. No, Brian.
That's where we draw the line, Brian.
I was trying to think of a pun there, and I had none.
None. Yeah. Zero jokes.
But that is what happens, and it is the criminals, and that leads to some...
The movie doesn't...
Stuff.
Yeah, it makes sense that all of this would happen, but the movie doesn't... To me, the movie didn't transition well, because I was ready for, like, all... I liked all of the stuff as the fallout from the earthquake. What I didn't like was how it suddenly became like the Warriors for an act. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
It really broke down quick.
Yeah.
The police with like riot gear couldn't do anything.
I also liked the way the maid
shows up,
yeah. dies. No, I liked how she sticks her head above the manhole yeah. cover and just gets fucking plowed. That yeah, was awesome. Does. Well, you know, I mean, no, her head gets right. cut off.
Yeah. Or she gets hit in the face with a car.
It's like the program, but some of the went bad.
Some of the some of the deaths were really great, like the sommelier. Would she be considered a sommelier?
Yeah.
The way she dies. Sommelier.
Well, I liked I thought the sequence where Ariel was being very heroic and saving the bartender, and then she just leaves his ass, and then
when he gets his hand taken
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Bitch. Come on. Jeez.
Yeah.
Lots
she
of
just
cool
saved
deaths.
Your life.
And
what was she stabbed with? What was going
she
through her?
She saw some broken glass.
Yeah, okay. Or something. Just some.
You know, there's
like,
a bunch of bottles that was behind.
You know what they should have done when she was standing
get hammered?
There, well, with the glass in her is played Annie Lennox's song "Walking on Broken Glass."
I was really afraid when he was pulling her that he was they were going to.
She's
going to
rip it in half.
Pulled,
yeah, that's what I thought too. That's what I was hoping.
I don't like those anymore. I'm over those.
Yeah, I didn't want to see that.
I'm glad they didn't do that. I didn't like when. Oh, that's me. It's on silent. That's weird. My phone does that sometimes.
It wasn't you.
I do like some of the deaths. The one with the again the some more fucking A. The one with the wine lady is pretty awesome, and I didn't expect it. And having her just get crushed and splatted was a nice death. I kind of wish there were more earthquake related fatalities, and that might have been just a.
I had one thing on here too.
Budgetary
like
restriction.
Could you imagine? Was, yeah. Could you imagine having something so heavy fall on you where you're just like crushed, waiting to die?
Do you think you are able to feel anything before you're dead in that situation? Are you able to go like, "Ow, fuck, oh, dead"?
Oh no, I don't think he feels the. I mean, I'm sure there's some pain, but it's not. I don't know if you register the complete weight of what
well,
the weight of the situation.
You're talking about Eli Roth's character
yeah.
now?
Well, Eli Roth and even the. So much as like some of the other people that got crushed.
Do you go in immediately into shock in that situation? You think like something. I mean, it crushed half of Eli Roth.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he has to go into complete shock. I
after shock.
Totally.
After you get crushed,
you
wish
he had some then.
Yeah, he did. They're like, now pour this sweet nectar.
Well, that's that guy. That's all that guy was trying to do, right? When he poured all that.
That's right. He alcohol. Just poured alcohol on him. He was like, hey man, drink this. It's really good for the pain. I thought he was peeing on him at first, and I realized that he was actually spraying alcohol.
He acted like it hurt so bad, I thought it was gasoline at first, because it was,
yeah.
I mean...
I think it was just the realization that he was about to be set on fire.
Oh, my God. And not be able to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
God.
Take it. Just I mean, take it.
Like, that's where once the one guy, the first rape happens, and he throws the rock at the guy and misses... I was like, well, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
That's well, it.
He no. tried to be valiant.
No, yeah. no, he didn't, though, because if he'd been valiant, he would just been burned to death without giving the girls away. I mean, that's,
oh, you're right.
I mean,
he did give those girls away.
I mean,
he gave them up.
That's why he felt bad and felt like he had to try and save them with a rock because then he felt
wait,
bad.
What happened?
Remember, he made the eye, like they kept
over.
Asking where the girls were.
And he finally didn't want to get burned to death, so he looked over.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he look over like,
yeah,
I want to give you
really
up?
Quick,
yeah.
Really quick, like he looked over he at looked, where
yeah.
they were.
Holy
at.
Shit, he was an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he thought he was going to make it easier on himself, which, why didn't he
why
just
did
play dead? Why didn't he just close his eyes?
Well, he tried to, and then when he pulled the... When they pulled the wallet out,
oh, he—that's right, he did freak out.
I think because he got hurt. I think they probably touched something that hurt at that point. It was crushed, and he jerked,
ow.
And they knew he was alive. And then they asked him where the girls were, and he held strong for a while. And then
or he could have just said they ran that way.
He held the well. That's yeah. right. Well, he kept on saying that, and they didn't believe him. And then when he held the lighter down, he just goes, he's like,
yeah, he does make the eye
okay.
move.
Okay,
fuck. And then they and then
what would you? I mean, but what would you do in that situation? Like.
Just get burned to death. They're going to kill you anyway. That's always the thing I never
or
get
you're going
in that
to die anyway.
Why do you think those people are going to take mercy on you at,
but,
some, at some point? That
but
situation?
That is a situation where it's really hard to be coldly
yeah.
logical. Like,
oh no, I
you always think, I mean,
this
it,
is what
it's,
I would
that,
do.
It's the human spirit to think like, oh, I'm going to survive this. If I just persevere, especially an American will think,
he's already
I can
crushed
survive
by this giant stone
but,
thing.
But even then you think like, there's still a fucking chance.
Well, there's like
you always
the,
think like, there's still a chance.
Yeah, and there was
I could lose
and like, there was for them, for the girls. He knew there's no chance if he sits there and
I mean, he
that.
Had a daughter.
That's the other thing. I just don't get. I mean, I get what you're saying. And I know that without being in the situation, I can't truly say it, but I still.
I can tell you. I've yeah. Anytime I feel utter despair, I still think there's. I think that the human mind does a shift whenever something bad happens. Like, every time you don't get something, like you get cornered or you don't get something you want, you make a shift like, well, maybe. And I think even if you get your legs crossed, you would think like, even if I lose the legs, there's still a fucking chance
you're
I can
you're
survive.
Like the Dumb and Dumber, like, what kind of chances do I have? One in a million?
Yeah.
So you're saying I have a chance.
So then you're knowing that you're going to live as the guy who got that girl raped. I mean, that's the other thing.
You live with it.
I could live with it because I'm alive.
Right? Yeah.
Well,
I
it's the same. It's the same concept as I talk about when we talk about zombie movies. It's like, why don't you just fucking give up? I mean, the world is overrun by zombies. Right. Just kill yourself.
I think
there's
just
probably something about you.
There's something genetic in us that says, no, survive.
Right.
I mean, even if that means giving up someone else's, like, ultimately, it speaks to the cynicism of how Eli Roth looks at the world. But I think that it's just that sort of, like, self-aggrandizing and, like, self-preservation that pervades all of his movies.
I think he just wanted to rape at that point. If he doesn't, then we don't get a rape.
I like when the rest of the group comes back to kind of help after they rescue the firemen and run into the rape, and they just kind of watch what's going on. Like, oh, we can't help anybody here.
I do like Poyo. He went to town with the axe on that dude.
Yeah, he did. Poyo stood up.
Man, and I hate bad guys. I don't have thing. This idea, I came back. Oh, the guy that I left here to rape people got killed by someone. I've got to get angry about that. I've never understood that. It's
simple tribalism.
They were bros.
Yeah. But it's the whole bad guy thing. The whole bad guy. I just tried to kill your wife. Wait, you killed my sidekick? How dare you?
Oh, hey,
I'm now going to go and kill you and everyone else. It's like, you were just trying to kill. Do you not see?
Hans Gruber effect. Yeah, is that what we call, like, they killed my brother who's been trying to take over this whole building and hold people for ransom. God damn it. It's over. Hunt this one guy down who we could just concentrate on what we're doing, or we could concentrate on hunting this one guy down to avenge my brother. Let's avenge my brother. I'm a genius terrorist who has managed to take over this multi-million-dollar building.
And I'm going to let one guy.
Right. This guy, why don't we just shut the elevators off? He's probably not going to come down.
Well, then we got to walk.
Oh, you're right. Fucking hell.
And I'm not going to walk. I'm European.
Have you seen how tall this tower is?
And I understand.
Hans, booby.
Booby.
Booby. I understand that. I just think that when you are in a situation where you are the person who is willing to rape, you have given up the cold logic a long time ago. Like, you've given up the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't understand
that.
It either. Brian, tell us what the mentality is for someone who could do something so awful. All right, we can't do that.
But
we can't... I think that joke has... I think we have, like a dead horse, beaten that joke.
It's
even
why,
beyond death.
It's why
I think we moved beyond the racism and the rapes.
Yeah, of course.
The,
we're 50.
The rapes.
Let's let it go.
Yes.
Okay?
Let's
pact. Let's make a pact. Hold hands. All right, Drew. Let's make a pact.
No more
rape jokes, Brian.
Okay.
No more raping, Brian.
You did it. You snuck one in there.
Tyler's hand was really clammy.
Yeah.
Like he's had it in his crotch the whole time.
Well, I've been sitting on it. So
my
right hand. My left hand's not clammy at all.
No, it was clammy. I get it.
Ramp it down.
But okay. I mean, it goes back to, I always get so frustrated by supervillains, I guess at that point, because they do the exact same thing. They get so angry when the good guy won't even intentionally kill their sidekick. In the process of their sidekick trying to kill someone else, they die, and then they just fly off the deep end and blame this other person. Like, I'm gonna have to kill you now because you did this. Like, dude, just take a step back and look what you were trying to do. That's kind of on you.
Right. Hey, can we just take a second, buddy?
It's
and
kind
realize,
of on you.
Like, they have the one guy who's the conscience, and they're, you know, the bad guy group.
Not the
like,
id.
Like, hey guys. I mean, he was trying to. He was raping that girl, so maybe someone, his friend, came along and killed him.
It was a fair death.
Let's call it even.
Yeah, I also think it's weird for someone who is so egotistical to try to take over the world. Wouldn't realize that supervillains.
They get that one thing in their mind. They just cannot let it go.
So I think the movie kind of becomes a mess, like once we get to the gang stuff. I got really bored with the movie.
Yeah, I started to lose my focus there too.
It just felt kind of not. It doesn't make the shift correctly, I don't think, because I kept expecting it to be. I mean, I guess it makes sense that this is the sort of stuff that would happen in the wake of an earthquake. And earthquakes generally are only you know, a few seconds long. So I guess they had to fill it with something. So they filled it with rape and murder. But it...
You know what else got filled? That chick getting raped.
God, dude. That's not okay. I thought we put an end to it.
That was our pact.
Pact. You broke the pact.
I broke the pact.
It has literally only been moments, minutes since we made the pact. We held hands, bro.
It was clammy. You don't remember?
Now we have to take your hand.
My beard just literally got caught in the mic.
That's as bad as rape.
That was
Brian.
Some of the best stuff in the movie was the hand slapstick that went on after his hand got cut off and like, kicked around. He's like, oh.
It's like an episode of Chicago Hope.
He was like, give me a hand here.
He was.
I mean, I thought all that stuff, like, it had this weird, this ludicrous charm that kind of was lacking from most of Roth's own movies. Well, during all that early stuff, and especially through the earthquake up until that point, like, it was like, oh, this is kind of what I wanted some of his movies to be like. It didn't feel as unnecessarily mean, I guess, up to that point is the thing. I mean, there were people being crushed, but it's an earthquake. Earthquakes are going to crush people like that. It wasn't unnecessarily mean. It's disastrously so.
Right.
Kind of thing. I mean, that's just what's going to happen in that situation.
Maybe Eli Roth has mellowed with age.
I don't put it on him. I put it on Lopez. I mean, Lopez has made several movies. Eli Roth was even talking about a lot of them are available on Netflix. And what were they? There was all in Spanish language, but something like the
Spanglish?
Titles were all something. Fuck the something. Fuck the mother. Fuck the.
I really want to make a movie called Fuck the Something. That sounds like a great monster movie. Fuck the something.
It's the complete opposite of the nothing.
Yeah. Fuck the something. Like, I imagine the something to be just this giant, like, homunculus, bulbous
something
thing.
You're saying all the right
kind
words.
Of like a, you know, an EC comic villain. So, and I honestly don't know what all happened in the movie. Like, it all sort of runs together. And I stopped making notes because I was like, okay, they run around. And there's rape and murder,
the fireman,
and people die.
Which I've
let's talk about. See, that's where I really, really, I thought that was an unnecessary.
It's like
and
he was escaping from the prison.
Oh yeah, he was one I wanted to talk about there as well.
He is this movie's bane.
Yeah, but fuck my life.
FML
was
FTL.
They're on fuck my family.
That's the movies that Lopez has done.
Yeah, Lopez.
And they're all on Netflix Instant?
He had said they were. I have not looked them up, but he had said they were.
Talk about the fireman.
Really, they have that. Oh, his other movie, that La Isla Bonita.
It just makes it hard to feel for something so personal when all of this chaos and carnage is going on. It's like, how do we transition into this one dude? And also, this dude just suddenly becomes a murderer all of a sudden.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, okay, he had been helping them. Pulled his jacket off, so she saw his tattoos.
And then
now
he became
I have to kill you.
Because remember it's the
because like, I'd be the whole way through. I'd be like, all right, okay, so you're one of the prisoners, but you've been helping us. So, I mean, as long as you're not going to rape and murder me now, we're cool.
Okay, so you didn't see? Did you get from the when the pregnant lady shot Pollo? What she was saying is, you don't have, and it's a really stupid.
Yeah, the prisoners have tattoos.
The prisoners
right,
have
no,
tattoos.
I saw all those guys were. I knew the prisoners escaped, and that's what the
and
whole gang
was,
had
and
tattoos.
That, yeah,
so
and
I
then
knew
the
that guy was a prisoner. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
No. I'm talking about the moment he's like, look, no, I don't have tattoos. They all say like, no, I don't have tattoos.
Right.
When they're talking to the pregnant lady, so it, it's meant like that's meant to be a turn. Like, oh, since it's like a weird therefore. He has tattoos, therefore he is a prisoner and is going to kill you.
Right. No, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I got that. I'm saying that at that point. The fake fireman guy had been helping so much. I see he's got tattoos. Like, dude, that's cool. You escaped. We'll go together as long as you're not going to rape and murder me.
Right. That's well, what we're supposed to believe is that's he's just having his like this is his moment now.
Right.
They're
that's
alone.
Just what didn't make sense because of what his character's done up to that point. There's no sense.
But
to
he
be
hasn't
made.
Been alone with that character yet. Also,
right, so all these guys are rapists. But he didn't rape her. He just murders her. It just didn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's
he
the
may
thing
have raped her before he murdered her.
What?
I don't think he would have then told her that she didn't suffer.
The
whole idea that
maybe he raped her after murdering her.
The whole,
maybe.
The
so
whole
she didn't
idea,
suffer. She still didn't suffer.
The whole idea that all these prisoners are
cold-blooded
evil, too, is nothing. Like, I think I would have, I kind of like the idea that guy gets out. He's like, yeah, but all right, I was in the prison, but I'm fine, and I'm gonna and let's all keep trying to escape. Those other guys are the bad prisoners, kind of
right.
deal.
Again, I would say that this is Roth's cynicism yeah. coming through. I mean,
but again, it just doesn't make sense though. It's just poorly done. That's
totally
the thing that makes it bad. I mean,
no,
that's the
I
thing
agree.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I just think that the what they're trying to tell us is that in revealing the tattoos, we see that he is a prisoner then, and that he's going to take his moment because he's alone. I think that's really all there. I think the biggest problem with the movie is that most of the characterization, even if it is entertaining, is fairly surface. So right. like, we get the Eli Roth has a kid, so that later it will come up for just a moment, and that you know whatever else. I think this is just one of those surface moments too, as
Did
well.
Did you catch that in the subtitles?
Three oof our friends are dead. No,
I was
I didn't
like, how
see
did
that.
I catch that? As
That's
it came
awesome.
Up, I was like,
what was it?
They misspelled of O-U-F.
Oof, three oof our friends are dead.
I saw that. I was like, huh.
That's funny.
How?
That's like when I text, I always type our instead of out, and it always pisses me off because I don't catch it because the letter looks close enough while you're
sure,
typing, and then you hit send, and you're like,
sure.
fuck, I meant out. So
my phone still autocorrects the to TE, and it's so frustrating.
What's going on with that?
So you can change that in settings.
Oh, I've reset it and everything. It just Weird. Goes back to deciding that that's what
think,
I'm trying to type.
I think we have our we have our horror movie idea.
Autocorrect.
Mm. What would the movie be? What would autocorrect the movie be about?
When you accidentally send a
text message
to your mother.
Like it would be would it be a haunted phone that If you send the
like
wrong text,
well, it's gonna be an Asian movie first.
That's
right, it's
like
J-Hall.
The
one
forgetting
miscall.
Sarah Marshall. I figured out the end to your phone murder thing. Take the battery out of the phone.
But they don't realize it because it takes a while for them to realize that it's the phone that's getting people killed because of the errant text.
It's like
the call is coming from the phone.
So because what would happen is it's meant to be. Sort of, it can be a satire of teenagers and how careless they are. If they send careless texts, people die.
Right.
What's the character's name from Arrested Development? You don't leave the door open.
That's why we always leave a note.
Yeah, that's why we always leave a note. The guy who's missing the arm. What is his name?
I don't know, but I would totally. That's like something I would totally do. Is like if I had a friend with missing an arm like that, I'd just make him come and do stuff like that to my kid. Oh my God! You ripped my arm
That's
off.
Right. I can't remember his name either. Damn.
Yeah. Oh well. So that was the point though where I kind of checked out of the movie as like, oh, that's the final straw in this third act. That doesn't like it. It is just an escape thing from this dude and not from the earthquake. There isn't stuff that is. There is no environmental danger anymore from the earthquake. It's just this dude who is a killer, and I was just I didn't care. Like I didn't care at this point. So. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I agree. And how did he kill the sister? She had something shoved in her mouth, and that's all it looks
like? It looked
like,
yeah, it looked like he strangled her.
Yeah.
Which I think would point to maybe he had violated her because no sound.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. God. There are some fucked up people in the world, right?
They are. There are.
Brian, why don't you talk?
About fucked up people in the world?
No, just in general. I want to hear your mellifluous voice.
I'm just sitting here. I'm trying to remember how the movie ended.
I remember how it ended.
Did you like? Okay, did you like it or not like it?
Well, let's almost get there. We haven't gotten past the. We're kind of glossing over the babies at that point, which
I don't think
they would look
like
that.
I
reminisce at that point.
Yeah, it was like they were still rotting. That was which meant led me to believe. So the graveyard, they tell the story of how the nuns and the priests at this church would fuck, and whenever the nuns got pregnant, they would just bury the babies after they were
born.
The
irony of religion.
Bury the babies in the tunnel, which I was like, oh, that's a sweet, quaint story to tell about the town.
Bury the Babies is my favorite Alice Cooper album that was never released.
Yes.
Bury the
babies
in the old sinkhole.
He did sing the song Dead Babies, which my dad let me listen to when I was 10, and it transfixed me after that. I was like, my God. Because at that point in my life, they were doing like all those the dead baby jokes. Like, how do you make a dead baby float? Put two scoops of ice cream in it or something.
Yeah.
That's what they thought was funny back
right.
in the 80s.
How many dead babies does it take to paint a house? Depends on how hard you throw them. That's my favorite one.
Anyway, so she makes it through the older sister makes it through the tunnel. to find that there are rotting babies, which led me to believe that they're still just aborting babies and putting them in the tunnel.
Yeah.
That looks that way.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
And then there's another little aftershock, and she is trapped briefly.
And then she escapes through, and she escapes, and she's on the beach, and she's excited, and she doesn't see the incoming. Come on.
I saw the incoming.
we all saw the incoming.
Yeah. The problem is
and
not...
I giggled to myself. I was like, oh, well.
The irony.
All she could have done is like done the shoulder shrug like the guy.
That's what she should have done.
AMC
is turn
theaters, the piece of film.
What are you going to do?
The problem with the movie is not that they... I mean, they pay off everything from earlier in the movie. Like, every seed is like paid off in the end.
Right.
Because it's like the dead babies thing, and then the tsunami thing, and then all the other stuff. So it's not a problem with that. It's just that it's not satisfying. And to me, it does still speak to the meanness of an Eli Roth movie. Even though he didn't direct it, he co-wrote it.
You made it, or did you?
Yeah, I mean, it just...
You made it. No, you didn't.
Oh, by the way.
It felt very pat. It felt like, okay, this is how you end a horror movie. But I don't know how else to end it.
It wasn't a twist.
I mean, the tsunami happened in 2008, did it not? So I guess it's factually correct, or did it not happen?
I don't know if it happened during the Chile earthquake. I like saying it like
Chile.
Chile. Because that's the way, you know, you pronounce it. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I think I would have been disappointed if they hadn't paid off the tsunami there.
Right, of course.
Especially when it ends with her escaping to the beach. I mean, you pretty much
know
that's
coming. Right, you knew that was coming.
Right.
Unless Leonardo DiCaprio is going to show up there. You know?
It was a beautiful beach.
Yeah.
I watched that this movie this weekend, actually.
Really? I watched that once.
Danny Boyle, right? That's
Danny Boyle.
Yeah. I enjoy that movie.
Good.
I have some entertaining... Are we almost done with the movie? Do we want to talk about the end before I have reviews?
She runs away and there's a tsunami that kills her.
Yeah, done. Everybody dies.
Yeah. There's no good.
Would you suggest watching this movie?
Yeah. I mean, I liked most of it.
Everybody watch the movies we talk about and then just listen to our podcast and laugh about the same things we laughed about, Tyler. Yes.
But I mean, I really enjoyed the first part of it.
I like the first 30 minutes, definitely.
I mean, I didn't like the whole thing as it went, but I really enjoyed early on, and I like disaster movies, and the first part of the disaster stuff is pretty cool. Up till the tram falls is still pretty cool, and then we get the guys showing up, and then it becomes something else.
It becomes a different movie that doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's like Last Earthquake on the Left or something.
Ah, oh my God, that's awesome. Last Earthquake on the Left. Yes. I like it.
Weasel and Crew.
I say give it a shot.
It's still.
Weasel and Crew know just what to do. They're going to rape some people and kill them.
The first time we saw that, it was like, are you kidding me?
Brian, I want you to read this. I looked up some Amazon reviews just to get a sense of what people were saying about it. Here are some, I guess we could guess if they're 1-star or 5-star reviews. It'd be easy to guess. But Brian, will you read those in a disbelieving or what, like make your own acting notes there, but read these reviews to us. This is what people actually review this movie on Amazon had to say.
Whether it's 5 or 1.
We don't have to. I think it's going to be pretty evident, but it's still confusing when people review things on Amazon, isn't it?
No Doubt 84 writes, "Whatever happened to watching a movie to get some type of fun or enjoyment out of it? Eli Roth happened. The film Aftershock is pretty much hostile with Eli Roth as the lead character instead of director. You will leave this movie with a feeling of despair and hopelessness. If you are looking to feel this way, save your money and watch the Daily News."
Murr really gave Eli Roth a zinger.
That's a one.
That's definitely a one, yeah.
"The acting was good and the story was taut and suspenseful." "Yes, there was carnage, rape, and horror. The human type."
I love that.
I think that is what turned most of the viewers off. It was pretty relentless. The first part was just drama, partying, and stuff. Then the disaster hit, and the crowds turned into a complete horror. There was no happy ending, and the film didn't do much tourism trade for the country.
I love that note. It didn't help the country that this movie about an earthquake.
Most movies are about trying to draw tourists to them. Like,
well,
would you ever?
This one is specifically about an earthquake.
Definitely.
If you were ever to watch.
That was also a 3-star review. You couldn't guess that from that, but it was actually a 3-star review.
So anybody
had the acting and the rape.
Let's say someone was okay born in Eastern Europe, and all they knew about America was what they watched through movies, like action movies and horror movies.
Right.
You think they'd ever want to come to the United States?
Like, that's well, it is America, but not the same America. You realize this movie
South
was set
America.
In Chile.
Chile.
That's yeah, a different continent.
Who goes to Santiago, Chile twice in 1 year? What movie is that?
Something About Mary.
Yes. Why didn't we reference that at all?
I don't know. Well, you mean the Estadio Olimpico in Santiago, Chile?
We didn't even reference our Mary reference that we reference every week.
The delve into
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
No.
We didn't even
Fuck.
Our
What's
actual
happened to us?
Our actual standard
We're getting
Mary
soft,
reference.
Guys.
Yeah.
Are we, Brian? Mm-hmm. Are
we
getting
soft? We'll see.
I mean, we're even a Franks and Beans reference, but...
Franks and Beans.
That came on last weekend, too.
God damn it, son.
It was a rainy weekend. I sat around and watched all the, you know, every movie.
Was it?
And oddly enough, I own a lot of the movies that I watched on
You'll
cable.
Always do that.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing in the world.
I even
well,
waited
that's
through...
that's not. There are lots of worse things in the world. Trust me. We realize that. But that's a bad thing that happens.
I even waited through the commercials. I was like, why am I watching these commercials? And realized I haven't seen commercials in a while. Well, I mean, that's it.
Aftershock.
Go see it.
I'd say check it out.
I say check it out and then listen to the podcast and laugh with us.
Yeah. Have a couple laughs,
we
guys.
Had a good time.
Yeah. Are you having a laugh?
Is he having a laugh? Yeah.
We end the same way we begin.
In the British.
Oi.
British.
I don't All right. know.
All right, guys. I'm Brian.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Drew.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time
on the Horrible Podcast.
See ya.